from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting U.S. Marines arrive in Syria, but could there be a conflict with one of our allies? A contingent of U.S. Marines has arrived in northeast Syria to provide artillery support for local forces in an upcoming assault on Raqqa, the de facto capital of Islamic State terror group. But there appears to be no final agreement yet between Washington and Ankara, Turkey, on the disposition of the Raqqa attack force.
Unless something changes, I foresee a train wreck here.
That's the voice of United States Senator John McCain, the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee. And the issue he's concerned with is Turkey's concern over whether U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will be in the vanguard to oust the 40,000 jihadists entrenched in the city. Senator McCain is addressing the head of U.S. Central Command, General Joseph Votel.
But I think there's a possibility of an impending conflict between Turkey and the Kurds, as opposed to us all working together to try to defeat ISIS and remove them from Raqqa. Do you see that as a scenario that we should be concerned about?
I do, Mr. Chairman, and to that end, we are trying to take actions to prevent that from occurring.
As the Marines arrived, Turkey's foreign minister on Thursday warned the Turkish-led forces will attack U.S.-backed militiamen from the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, if they don't leave a key town in northern Syria. Beijing wants to extend the existing idea of sovereignty over land and sea to cyberspace. China is seeking an international agreement to enhance state control over the Internet. Analysts see this as a grandiose plan to extend the Chinese idea of censorship across large parts of the world. This is VOA.